It's been celebration of the Grey Cup all week long here, and it's coming to a close, I think, as the players pretty much start to leave town. Some, of course, make their home here, but not all. And yesterday on the Green Zone, if you missed it on the drive home, the most outstanding player of the Grey Cup, quarterback Trevor Harris, along with his buddy AJ Ouellette, stopped by to talk with Jamie and Locker, and they're driving back to Ohio together.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's like one of those things where, like, you know, we got to keep a reputation, you know, now, like, it's, I feel like if we go across the country, I gotta be like, hey, AJ, unfortunately I'm driving to, you know, wherever tomorrow, you got to come with me. Yeah. So it's become a thing.
And of course, right out of the gate, Trevor admitted he's going to take some time to ponder, not very long, but some time to ponder his next move.
It was more or less just like, I'm going to take a moment to kind of think about it every offseason. And I still feel the exact same way. I'll make a decision in the next week or so and kind of just go from there.
AJ said he wants to come back badly too. So it's going to be a busy offseason signing a lot of these free agents. And clearly, the coach more or less indicated that he wants Trevor back as well too. And lots of good insight that we hadn't heard before from these gentlemen. As for the elation after the game when that last whistle went for Trevor Harris, you remember the Montreal Hail Mary that didn't work out, but and then it's over. And Trevor, as he steps back on the field from the sideline, stops, takes a knee, and he said he felt nothing but joy.
Yeah, I took a few steps onto the field, and I was just like, okay, act like you'd been there before. And I was kind of just overcome by emotion, and that's kind of just what you saw. I haven't told anybody this, but on day four, the night before the game, I was sitting in my room just kind of reflecting, and I found myself crying. And it was just so much gratitude for what this group has meant to me, the friendships, the bonds that this team has created, and how grateful I am to play for Mark Mueller, for Coach Mace, for the green and white. And I was like, I just need to go take a walk. And so I put a hoodie on to try and not get noticed. Just took a 20-minute walk, and I just put on some gospel music, and I just sobbed. Just out of gratitude. It wasn't out of sadness. It was just so thankful to be able to play in this moment, because you grow up and, you know, as Americans, you grow up dreaming of the Super Bowl, but I've been up here for 14 years. So that's shifted. I want to win Grey Cups. That's what I want to do. And the fact that I have kids that understand what's going on, the fact that I get to play for the team that when I was playing in Toronto, I was like, someday I want to be the quarterback of the Riders. And to be able to be in this moment was just like one of those things. I was just overcome by emotion of gratitude. And it was just such a great time going out there and just kind of reflecting real quick for those 20 minutes and just taking a nice walk.
Trevor Harris saw his feelings immediately following the victory over the Alouettes. And both Harris and AJ were on the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker. And listeners were texting in questions, too. And one was whether or not AJ ever thought of cutting his Thor-like hair for charity.
Oh, my God. Record-breaking, I would say. And that might have to be a thing towards the end of the career.
Somebody wants. Do you think people want to keep his hair?
No, we just want to cut it.
Cut it.
Oh,
like for charity. Like charity. Offer it up. Shave the head for charity.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, man, raffled off for 50-50. I was like, man,
you would be in that raffle trying to get the lock.
It's because I was going to do it when you go to sleep tonight.
Yeah, but I was also thinking about the hair, the camper. I can't be living in a camper next year. Having a kid in the off season, right? So I got to grow up and.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you think he's going to grow up? You guys think he's going to grow up?
I hope not.
That's not going to help. It didn't help me.
What's the advice, Trev?
Oh, no, he's going to be an awesome dad, man. All seriousness, I know, like, joke around a lot, but not about being a dad. He's going to be an outstanding dad because he cares about who he's with right now, and he's going to be a terrific dad.
Yeah. These guys love one another, you can tell, and loved having him on the Green Zone yesterday. It was very, very insightful. As we're putting a cap pretty much, I think, now, right? As the players leave town on the celebration for Grey Cup. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday. One more sleep until the Vanier Cup this Saturday. And yeah, unfortunately, the Rams aren't there, but the Huskies are coming to town. And in fact, they've arrived in Regina. A lot of their fans will start to filter down Highway 11 today and through tomorrow in time for the 1 o'clock kickoff. This club, the Huskies, they're playing for themselves and their teammate, Anton Amandrude, the quarterback who earlier this season was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer, had to leave early through the season. And they're amped up. This is going to be a fun time against Montreal of all teams, just like the Grey Cup. We got to cheer against Montreal. We want the Huskies to win, don't we? There's a few Regina boys on that club, too. Tickets for the Vanier Cup still available, and they're are several busloads traveling Highway 11, I'm hearing. Kickoff, as I mentioned, 1 o'clock. And should be a fun afternoon. 7 degrees and mainly sunny as well, too. If you missed it, Craven, Country Thunder lineup announced. Entertainer of the Year, Lainey Wilson, will return to Saskatchewan. I know some of you were lucky enough to see her sold-out show in Saskatoon back in August. Now the rest of you can see her. She's hot in the world of country music right now. And another gentleman who is, well, I'll admit, he's pretty handsome. He's got those steely blue eyes, the mustache, the looks, the smooth voice. Mr. Riley Green is coming. Yeah, the Valley, again, will be rocking. Nickelback a couple of years ago. Def Leppard last year. This year, Creed is here. Next summer. That's awesome. Country Thunder CEO Troy Volhoffer told us last night at the big reveal that this is one of the more costly Country Thunders they're putting on.
We never, ever spent the money we're spending on the lineup that we have this year. Ever.
He went on to say stretching beyond country is intentional. They're going to continue with this, but that's a good get, Creed. And I think it's a solid lineup. You have the Entertainer of the Year, Lainey Wilson. Riley Green is just huge. I saw him at Calgary Country Thunder this past summer. And he draws a young audience, and they swoon over him, and they know every lyric, every word he sings of every song. So that's a big get. A Creed for the nostalgia. Hey, Dead South. We know how popular they are in this province and around North America. They're so massively well-known. And from Regina, that is going to be a big undercard, too. A lot of up-and-comers on this lineup. In fact, some of you are commenting on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Stephen Daniels said, 6 acts this year I want to see compared to only 3 last year. Really looking forward to Riley Green and Gavin Adcock, who's on the bill as well, too. That's from Stephen Daniels. Yeah, a lot of you pumped about Dead South. Some, in fact, wondering, well, couldn't they be a headliner? Yeah, they probably could in this province for sure, but they're going to be a part of Country Thunder. And if you want free tickets, here's how you're going to win a weekend pass for 2 of you. 1-877-300-7275. Text me now, your first and last name. Well, what's been your favorite moment out of Craven, favorite artist? Country Thunder organizers popping by in a few minutes here to go over the big lineup they revealed last night. Some big heavyweights of the world of country music on the way next summer. Lainey Wilson being one. Riley Green. Rock act this year is Creed. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend. It's the biggest party of summer, and we'll have more details here in just a moment. I don't know if you caught on the drive home yesterday with Jamie and Locker on the Green Zone. Who stopped by? It puts a nice cap on this celebration week of the Grey Cup. It was Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette, and it was a fun, fun interview. And if you did miss it, some of the highlights for me, well, hearing the story from AJ about how he and Logan Furland were lying in the green and white confetti streamers on the field all alone after the cup celebration. It was a picture that a lot of people were sharing on social media. It was just the two of them lying in the confetti in the middle of the field. No one else out there. AJ explained how that happened.
So it's Logan's idea. I got in a broke away from the mosh pit of the celebration in the locker room. And he looked at me and goes, do you want to go on the field? I'm like, yes, I want to go on the field. And we walked out there. And as soon as that cold weather hit, and like the stands were empty. It was just a surreal moment. And I'm like, dude, I needed to do this. And we walked out there in the middle and we laid down on the confetti. And we said, man, in like 20 years, this is probably the first thing that we're going to think of when we think of the Grey Cup is just this. And then, well, we sat there for 10 minutes talking about anything except football. And it was just like, just life with brothers. And, yeah, I'm never going to forget that conversation with Logan.
He even sounds emotional talking about it now, too. And if you ever wonder whether or not AJ and Trevor have rewatched the Grey Cup game yet, well, they only did it yesterday, and AJ said he watched and got mad at himself again. Here's why.
Come on, I know it was hard for me to celebrate immediately after the game and the next day. Like, I remember Andrew looking at me, he goes, why do you look angry? And I'm like, I'm still thinking of 3 plays in the game And then I think there's another game next week. Like, it's just...
What three plays?
There was just some run plays that I felt like I could have been in there a little bit better. And then, of course, the penalty there at the end.
Do you have that? You got to as a quarterback.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to watch the game. And then AJ made me watch the game today. And sure enough, there was three plays that I feel like I wish I would have done differently. But I'll tell you, Montreal did a great job defensively. They had a tremendous plan. They mixed up their coverages and the way they kind of rolled their rotations and whatnot. They did a really good job. And then by a few drives in, we'd kind of figured it out in terms of, you know, what we were trying to do and how we could kind of combat it. But yeah, there were still three plays that, you know, you kind of want back.
Finally, Jamie and Locker asked Trevor and AJ about the desire to come back.
Saskatchewan wants you both back.
That's awesome.
Can you promise them that?
I can't yet. Can't yet.
I wish I could call the shots. I do not.
You still need a call from somebody. I understand. But how bad do you want?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's ideally what you'd want to do.
I think they're going to both get calls back. But nice capper to a celebration week, I thought, with Trevor Harris, AJ Ouellette from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who very deserving of an awesome celebration. And it was just a fun, fun week, wasn't it? And, of course, even to hear Coach Mace yesterday on the Evan Bray Show, Evan was taking a little shot, I think, at the coach.
Corey, we've made it through this whole interview. I didn't have to censor you once.
I did good.
You did good.
Yeah, the swearing and the celebrations that didn't sit well with some fans was addressed briefly.
Yeah, I've heard, and again, you know, I've slowly trickled back just to interact with a couple fans on social media, so I actually didn't hear a ton about it. But look, I'll tell you what, John Schneider in the locker room at the Blue Jays, raw emotion, loved it. The Panthers coach, Nerd Parade, loved it. Unfortunately, in sports, and we're getting a lot more access in locker room, there's some cursing that happens. But the raw emotion, I think, is what's special. And truthfully, man, our team for this community and you know, what we do in supporting youth, mental health, education, I mean, we're head and shoulders above any other team in the league about how much we care for the people. So, you know, I hope everybody can understand and you still love us. But boy, don't you, Evan, don't we love Riders, baby?
Personally, I feel the same. No apology necessary in my mind. Is coming to Country Thunder next summer. Megan Benoit from the committee joining me after a night where they made the big reveal. A little raspy this morning. I appreciate you being here, Megan, but some biggies. Riley Green, Lainey Wilson, this is big.
I mean, she's just on a roll, and, you know, her performances, every time I've seen her, she's gotten better and better, and I think she's going to really prove why she won Entertainer of the Year next summer when she comes to Craven. So I know people were disappointed she didn't come to Regina on her tour, and this is why.
Well, it's awesome. And I was saying to my listeners earlier, I was at Country Thunder Calgary in the summer, and I was not a huge fan of Riley Green until I saw him. And I'm a bigger fan. And I marveled at how young his audience is and knows every single word of every song. Riley Green, also a big card to get too, isn't it?
Definitely. Huge name right now. Very easy on the eyes. So that's always a nice bonus.
Oh, I got to admit, Riley, he's a handsome bugger.
But yeah, he's one of those artists that if you're, you know, not 100% sold on him, on just listening to his music, when you see him live, he's so captivating. So I think that this is going to be a really, really great combination with Riley and Lainey being just hot, hot country artists right now. And then, of course, we got to throw in our little bit of a rock mix for our Craven fans.
Well, and you've done the last couple of years, conscious effort to bring rock into it, right? Nickelback, then Def Leppard last year. Now Creed. There's a lot of nostalgia surrounding Creed here. Is that going to be a staple of the festival now, Megan? Rock mixed with country?
You know, it started as a bit of an experiment with Nickelback 2 years ago. It was something that, you know, we wanted to just make a little bit of a change, see what the reaction is. And the fact that it has worked so well the last 2 years, I mean, we've seen huge turnouts on those specific rock nights. I think it's also a really great way to introduce rock fans to some country music that maybe they didn't realize they were actual country fans. And to bring in that new crowd to our festival has been really valuable to us. And, I mean, country and rock are so blended right now I think Gavin Adcock and Cameron Whitcomb, if you're not super familiar with them, they're really great examples of country artists with such a rock edge. So, you know, it works for us, and I think we'll probably keep doing it as long as the crowd keeps loving it.
Well, you mentioned Gavin. Yeah, some of the up-and-comers right now, I'm getting a lot of comments that they're looking towards those acts as being great gets as well, too. The Dead South, the boys are from here. They are a huge draw in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
You put them on the same night, I don't know if you know or not, as Creed. You're going to have a record turnout, because I think the whole province loves Dead South. That is an undercard that I want to see. That's pretty cool you got them.
You know, people get very distracted by those three headliners. Those are the big three names. I mean, warranted, like, they're fantastic. But the more you read through the lineup, you're like, oh my gosh, the Dead South is coming. Nolene Hoffman, I'm a huge new fan of. So lots of Canadian talent, which we're very proud to showcase. And again, like, the Dead South's a perfect example as to why you want to come earlier in the day. Check out everyone on that stage.
Megan Benoit from Country Thunder. You've also added bull riding this year. You got some pros coming to do this?
Yes. Oh my gosh, that has to be pros. I don't think the crowd can handle bull riding. But yeah, we're bringing in real bull riders, real bulls. It's something I'm very excited about. I grew up in Alberta, and so rodeo and bull riding is so entertaining to me. And to bring that to a festival and have that included with your ticket, I think it's just really a big punch with, you know, more to do, more to see, keeps the party going a little bit harder.
Put this all together. It's a pretty affordable weekend here. What are you doing to ticket prices here this year to start selling right now?
Yeah, we've actually always offered a bit of a payment plan, but we wanted to work with our ticketing company to make it even easier to commit to buying a ticket without having to shell out a ton of cash right away. So you can pay $20 right now, get your tickets, get your campsite, get tickets for your whole group for $20, and then it's just split amongst equal payments each month leading up to the show. So you can budget a little bit and plan and just secure that experience and know that you're going.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you getting up early here this morning. I know it was a late night with a big reveal, and thanks to all your crew for enlightening us this morning about this. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun next summer. Can't wait.
Of course. We'll see you in July.
Megan Benoit from Country Thunder. All right, I promised Frank would go in and make a draw from everyone who entered for a pair of weekend passes for next summer's Country Thunder. Here you go. From Estevan, Saskatchewan, randomly chosen to play, who said favorites are the rock acts, Nickelback and Def Leppard last year. Well, Greg Hengen, I think it's Hengen, is headed back to Country Thunder July 9th through 12th at Craven. Greg, we randomly selected you. We'll direct message you and hook you up with your passes. Thanks to everyone who entered. CJME News Time now is 8:28.